Hello, you've reached Alan Rickman at 5550122. Please leave a message at the beep. Hello, Alan Rickman. It's Alan Rickman. Reminding you to move the pork chops from the freezer to the refrigerator so they defrost properly. Do not disappoint me. Hello. You've reached Alan Rickman at 5550122. Please leave a message at the beep. Alan, it's me again. Remember that turtle joke for the party?
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, this is Roy, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show. Today's show is sponsored by Rhapsody Man 2000, and if anything goes wrong, you can just blame him. I will provide his personal email address and home address in the show notes, so that if anyone has any sort of problems with today's show, they can take it up with him, and not me. Today, I don't really know what we're doing. I guess I'm just going to go through my notes and maybe go through some more requests, and just do whatever comes up. I do know what we're going to start with today, and that is Cactus.
Hello?
Cactus?
Hello, can I help you?
Cactus?
Cactus?
Cactus.
I have no idea who you are.
Cactus.
Not a whole lot, man. Hello?
Cactus?
Hello?
Cactus?
Excuse me?
Cactus.
Cactus?
Cactus.
Who's calling?
Cactus.
Who?
Cactus.
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 Are you saying cactus like the desert plant, man?
Cactus.
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 It's a beautiful word, isn't it?
Cactus.
Cactus. All right.
Cactus.
Say it one more time for me.
Cactus.
Oh, that's good, man. That's beautiful.
Cactus.
You good? Are you good?
Cactus.
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 Jesus Christ. Why am I still on the phone? Hey, look, man, you have a wonderful day, all right?
Cactus. And
Hello?
Cactus? Cactus?
No, I think you have the wrong number.
Cactus.
Yep.
Cactus. Cactus. Cactus.
What are you looking for?
Cactus.
What?
Cactus.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cactus.
You got the wrong number.
Cactus. Cactus? Cactus?
What?
Cactus!
I don't know what you're talking about!
Cactus! Cactus.
What are you talking about?
Cactus!
What do you want me to say?
Cactus!
Why?
Cactus.
Call bug somebody else.
Cactus.
Hello?
Cactus?
Hello?
Cactus?
Oh, I think you have the wrong number.
Cactus.
What?
Cactus.
Cactus?
Cactus.
Are you looking for this person?
Cactus.
What?
Cactus.
One more time?
Cactus.
What does that mean?
Cactus.
Cactus to you too.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
Hello.
Cactus.
¿Quién habla?
Cactus.
Oh, no, the wrong number.
Cactus.
Oh, I'm sorry, we don't speak English.
Cactus?
I don't know, we don't speak English, sorry.
Cactus?
Hello.
Cactus?
Hello?
Cactus?
Who?
Cactus.
Can you say it again? I can't hear you.
Cactus.
No, you have the wrong number.
Cactus.
I'm sorry, I'm in an office and I can't talk right now.
Cactus.
I can't hear you, though.
Cactus, cactus.
Cactus. Say it again?
Cactus.
No, you have the wrong number. This is Angela. You have the wrong number.
Cactus.
Well, I can't talk right now. Anyway, I'm in an office and
cactus,
I can't talk
cactus,
at
cactus,
all.
Cactus, cactus, cactus,
cactus.
Cactus?
Cactus. I'm sorry, I can't hear you and I can't stay on the phone. I'm in an office.
Cactus. Here is a request from Dan. Dan says, Eileen hit a pothole on 1228, which destroyed one of her tires. She then posted her phone number to the city's Fix-It website, demanding full reimbursement. The city filled the hole the same day, but she seemed really angry and continues to demand a new tire. I think she needs a firm talking to.
Hello?
Hello, Eileen?
Yes.
Hi, this is James from the city of Portland.
Uh-huh.
And I saw here that you were trying to get reimbursed for this pothole incident.
Yes.
And I don't know, we checked with the police department, and they say you received a DUI that night.
What?
It has in their records.
I have never had a DUI. I don't drink.
Well,
I haven't had a drink in, gosh, 30 years.
Well, it's in their records. I printed it out, and it says that you had a DUI that day, so we can't fix
it. Well, it wasn't even night. I mean, it was at noontime, and my sister was with me, and...
Well, you shouldn't even be drinking that,
that
early.
That's not true. Boy, thank you for telling me.
Ma'am, you shouldn't be drinking that early. At noon?
Oh, cut it out. I don't drink at all.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just going by what the records say.
I don't drink at all.
Okay, well,
that is just not true.
Well, the
who do I contact?
Police report tells a different story. I mean, you can...
Well, I don't care what the police report says. It's wrong.
The computer doesn't lie.
I do not drink.
Okay, well, the computer doesn't
lie. Period, period, period.
It seems kind of shitty for you to try and have us fix your car when you're drinking.
I was not drinking!
But
It happened at noon.
I know, you already told me that.
My sister and I drove around the East End, and she had a train to catch. And we drove through that intersection, and I hit a pothole. And I pulled into the parking lot at Walgreens and called AAA. I was not drinking. Who the hell are you?
Well, were you the passenger in the car? 'Cause
no, I was driving. Who the hell are you?
Okay, well, it says in here that you were the one that got the DUI.
I don't care what you're saying. It's
DUI.
Wrong. Who are you?
My name is John. I'm with the city of Portland.
And what is your job, John?
I work for the city. I was just following up on this request we got to.
What do you
fix
do for the city?
Tire, and it says they fixed the pothole, but it's not the pothole's fault. It's the drunk driver's fault.
I know they fixed the pothole. I got an email that they fixed the pothole. What is your last name, John?
Gerbil.
How do you spell it?
Gerbil. But I don't see why you're getting an
attitude. What do you do for the
city? Why are you getting an attitude with me when you're the one getting DUIs?
I did not get a DUI, you piece of shit.
You can't.
I have never had a ticket.
You can't.
You stop that.
You can't talk that way to me. I work for the city.
I don't care who you work for. Quit accusing me of stuff that's not true.
Okay, well, this is just what the record says.
Who do I contact?
I'm printing it up right now, and this report...
Well, that's just fine. You print it out. It is not me.
Yeah, it says right here, DUI on December 28th, 2015, Eileen Purdy.
2015? It was January 2016, and I've never had a DUI.
Well, no, it says right here. It says right here that you've had three.
I don't care what it says. It's wrong.
This is your third.
I will contact the police department.
This is your third strike.
Oh, that's not true at all.
So you shouldn't even be driving now. They should take away your license.
Stop it, you piece of shit.
Stop calling me that. Hello? All right, apparently Dan had the date wrong because he says that it happened on December 28th. But he's a big liar because she just said it was January. But of course she might be lying because she's lying about the drinking, so who knows? I guess I should call her back and get her permission to air this so that hopefully she won't call the police over it.
Now what?
Oh, this is Dan from the Skippy and Dippy Wacky Morning Show on FM 107. And I just wanted to let you know that that was just a prank call that we just made.
Well, that's not funny.
Well, no, it's not funny to you. But my station manager is saying that we're going to have to, the FCC is probably going to fine you for saying the S word on the air, because you were on the air just now.
Oh, for Pete's sakes. You didn't tell me I was on the air.
I know, but you shouldn't have been using that kind of language anyway.
Oh, for Pete's sake, shut up. Go away.
What? Ma'am? Okay, I think I defused that situation. She's not going to call the police now. Everything's fine. And she hung up before I could tell her that Dan set her up. I was going to be like, your friend Dan set you up. And you've been butt slammed. Just kidding, Dan. I wouldn't do that. You gotta love a lady that says, for Pete's sakes. What does that even mean? Here's a call from a list that's sitting in my prank notes for some reason. I think this is it's a gym customer, and I think this is left over from some other person's show, maybe Carlito or Neon or something. And maybe they've already called this guy. I don't know. I don't think they have, though, because I usually remove them from my notes whenever they do. But just in case we haven't called him, let's give this guy a call.
Hello?
Hi, Daryl.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's Roy from Planet Fitness. And we've just been getting a lot of reports that you've been being kind of a lunk in the gym, and you keep doing things to set off the lunk alarm. And
who say?
I'm sorry, what?
I say who say?
Oh, it's a lot of reports just from other gym members. They keep coming up to the desk and saying that guy over there, he's being a real lunkhead, and he's
who?
You. They keep saying they're pointing.
I know, but who said to you?
Oh, several people. A bunch of people, actually.
Can you tell me the name, then I will ask them?
Oh, no, we don't need you. What is that, a threat or something? Are you going to go beat them up?
No, I'm just ask them. That's not only you. I'm the one, the guy there. The hell of people was there, right? Why'd they blame me, then?
I don't know, but they keep saying that you're being a lunk, and you keep setting off the lunk alarm by doing lunky things, like bringing gallons of water and stuff. You just need to cut it out.
You want me to cancel that gym?
Well, I don't know. If you want to be a lunk, maybe you should go to some other gym.
Okay, I will come today. But that's not me. I will do it. But I don't do that things, but I will see. I will talk to him.
You'll talk to who?
Who said it?
Oh, no. I didn't tell you who said it. This was a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
You just keep being a lunk, and you need to cut it out with the lunk attitude.
Right. First thing, I don't do anymore right now.
We don't need lunks in our gym.
I know. That's something. I don't do anything like that.
This is a judgment-free zone, you lunkhead.
That's something. I said I don't do anything like that.
Oh, yes, you are, because I was here and I saw it. I saw you kept doing it. You kept being a lunk.
I don't know, man. I don't do anything like that, but...
No, we have you on security camera, just totally being a lunk all over the place. Just lunking up the whole gym.
Only me or what about the other people?
Just you. You're the only one in the gym that is ever a lunkhead. And you better cut it out, because we don't like lunkheads around here. We'll set off the alarm.
Okay.
We will. Next time you're in here, as soon as you walk in the door, I'll just set off the alarm.
Okay.
I'll hit the switch. I'll leave it running for like 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll beat Carlito's record.
Okay.
You big lunkhead. So, do you think you could apologize for being a lunkhead?
For what?
For being a lunkhead. Could you just apologize to me real quick?
Well, who I'm talking to?
My name is Roy. I'm with the gym.
Roy?
Yep. Just say, I'm sorry that I'm such a huge lunkhead.
No, who I'm talking to?
My name is still Roy. It hasn't changed.
Oh, you're the manager?
No, I'm just an employee here. But but it's okay. You can apologize to me, and I'll remove your lunk status from your...
No, I want to talk to the manager.
I'll remove the lunk status from your account if you just apologize. Just say, I'm sorry, Roy.
No, I will not apologize. I want to talk to the manager.
No, you better apologize.
Okay, I will come today. I will talk to him.
No, just apologize over the phone. Just say, I'm
sorry,
Roy.
I don't want to apologize, bro.
Well, you have to, because you're being a lunk. Nobody likes a lunk.
I will come and cancel the membership. That's it.
Oh, you better not.
No, I will do it.
No, don't
stop me.
Don't you do it. Don't you dare.
I will do it.
No, I won't cancel it. I'll leave it open.
I don't care.
And you'll have to keep coming here.
No, I don't care.
You don't care if you have to keep coming here?
First thing, I will come here today, cancel the membership.
Oh, you better not.
The gym. That's it.
Nope.
That's it.
I am putting it into the computer. Do not allow this guy to cancel his membership.
I will see then, okay?
I'm going to type it into the computer right now.
Okay, then.
Typing it in. Daryl Massey, not allowed to cancel service ever. Just typed it in.
Okay.
So, can you apologize now then?
No, man. Sorry.
Why not? Oh, thank you. Thank you. You apologized. I appreciate it. All right. I'll take it out of the computer now, then.
And what's your name, by the way?
Oh, remember those last 50 times you asked me what my name was? What did I say then?
No, speak up now. What's your name?
Oh, now you couldn't hear me all of a sudden. You know what my name is. I already told you a bunch of times. So anyway, thanks for being a member, and I hope you don't cancel your membership, and thank you for the apology.
I will do it, Brent. You will see.
Thank you for apologizing to me.
I don't feel any apologize, bro.
Well, no, you said you were sorry a minute ago, so thank you for that. Thank you for apologizing to me. I accept your apology. Apology accepted.
You're done?
Yes.
Can I close the phone?
Yes, close the phone.
Okay, I will show up to. Then I will see. Okay.
Okay, but and you can cancel if you want to. I took it out of the computer, so you're allowed to cancel now. I give you permission to cancel.
Just wait, okay.
But you don't have to cancel. Just stop being such
I'm coming. Hold on.
Stop being a lunkhead.
I'm coming, bro. Hold on.
Stop with the lunky attitude. Oh shit, he's coming to cancel. He'll sure be surprised when there's no Roy working there.
This is Kama, wishing Brad Carter a happy birthday.
Oh, wow, thanks.
I would like to give a shout-out to the PLA, Prank Call Nation.
Who?
And the Snow Plow Show. Oh, fuck, I fucked it up, fuck!
You fucked what up? My birthday? Pretty sure it's not my birthday, I don't know.
Hey, Brad, it's Corbin.
Hey, Corbin.
A call, wanted to wish you congratulations
happy birthday.
On 10 years. 10 years of shows.
Holy fucking shit.
Doing good. Hang in there. Other thing is, you know what? It might be about time that we sit down and have a hamburger. So,
what's that code for?
Number. Give me a call on that. I'm not going to hand you out my email address because I rarely ever check my email.
Like, I couldn't get it anyway.
And so, that's that. All right. But anyhow, congratulations. On 10 years,
woohoo!
Keep up the good work. And
January 31st, according to that one caller. I still haven't checked that to see if it's true.
Enjoying your latest episode. It's pretty good so far. I just interrupted it to make this phone call because you reminded me that 10 years is coming up. I'm making this message even longer. Go support Ghost Crappy. All right, bye.
Bye, Corbin guy. Thanks for only doing a 1-minute and 3-second voicemail. That was nice of you.
Hey, I'm just calling to tell you you're a liar. I'm at Walmart right now, and they say you have to buy a phone plan to buy an Android.
Oh, bullshit.
I can't just buy a simple Android without a plan, you liar. Okay, bye.
I'm not a liar. I got 3 or 4 of them from my Walmart. I know someone else who got a couple of them from the Walmart somewhere else in Oregon. And then there was that news story. I think I talked about it, didn't I? Where the not-white people went in and bought like 100 of them. And that, of course, made Walmart think they were terrorists, even though they went ahead and sold them 100 phones or whatever it was. But the person that bought them from the other Walmart here in Oregon, she tried to buy 3 of them, I think. It was 3 of them. She tried to buy 3 of them. And the employees said there was a limit of just 2. You can only buy 2 at a time. But he was nice enough to let her buy 2 and then let her buy, you know, another one on a separate receipt. But neither of those 2 Walmarts have said anything about having to buy a plan for it. I'm sure they want us to buy a plan, but I don't think they can tell us we have to buy a plan. So the employees at your Walmart, they're the ones that are lying to you. You should try and go back on a different shift when there's a different employee working there and then get them that way. By the way, speaking of those cell phones, and if you guys don't know what I'm talking about or what that guy's talking about, there are these cell phones that they were selling at Walmart. They were Android smartphones. And they were only $10. I think the sale's over by now. It was just a December thing. But I do think they still have Android phones there for about $20. And I found a brand new thing that these cell phones are perfect for, besides the soundboards for the show that I'm using them for. You can get free apps on your Android phone, and I guess your iPhone too, of course, that will turn any old cell phone into a security camera. So you just kind of mount your old cell phone wherever you need a security camera at, and then you can monitor it remotely, or you can have it snap pictures whenever it detects motion, or you can have it automatically upload the pictures it takes to Dropbox or an FTP site. You could set up webcams like it's the early 2000s again. So I'm going to be checking at Walmart soon, and I'm going to get some more of these, and I don't know, maybe I'll make a camera for my mice or something, or my front door, or one pointing out every single window of my house. So I can watch out for when Corbin guy shows up and be alerted and prepared. So, you know, if you're thinking about buying one of those drop cams or any of those other security cameras that you see at your local stores where they cost anywhere from $100 to $300, don't buy one of those. Just go over and buy an Android cell phone and it does the exact same thing for $10 or $20. And you can use those hundreds of dollars that you save to support the Snowplow Show. What a great idea.
Hey, Roy, it's a Wisconsin guy, and I know that you hate taking prank requests over the phone, but I had a really awesome idea. I think that you
So you know you're not supposed to do this, and you're doing it anyway, you motherfucker.
Call up someone, maybe it's going to take a few tries, but call up someone and say that you're with the lottery.
That's too late.
And so they should come in and pick it up.
Don't scammers do that? They convince you that you won the lottery over the phone, and then they get you to mail them shipping fees so they can ship the money to you or something.
And then just go on some elaborate ruse or some magic thing that you always do, and that'd be pretty
elaborate
funny.
Ruse.
So thanks, I love watching your show on YouTube, you know, watching the reels, the little tape reels go along. That's awesome.
Yeah,
so keep up the good work.
I need to update that reel thing.
Thanks.
Thanks for submitting an idea through the voicemails. I'll try to remember that, but I probably won't. Too bad you didn't send an email.
Alrighty, alrighty. Hey, Brad, it's Chris and Sarah here. Just want to say hello.
Holy shit. The Chris and Sarah that are always sponsoring the show?
And thanks for getting some good shows out.
Wait, is there really a Sarah? Because I only hear Chris. So I think Sarah is imaginary.
Can't wait to see what you mailed me. And
are you in for a disappointment?
That's about it. I appreciate it. And if everyone would just bow their heads for a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come...
Oh, it cut off for some reason. That's weird. No, really, it did cut off. I didn't just stop the voicemail. I think God struck him down or something. So rest in peace, Chris and imaginary Sarah.
Hi, Brad Carter. This is Jeff Boomhauer. I'm a YouTube executive. As we all know...
This sounds totally real.
You upload all episodes of your Snowplow Show to YouTube, but we need to talk about your ratings. Brad, your ratings have been plummeting. You need to boost viewership of your show and do it quickly.
I know.
Or else, we won't renew you for another season.
Oh, shit.
And your beloved Snowplow Show will be canceled.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, and that's it. Okay. Yeah, so everyone, please, please rate my shows higher on YouTube, because I don't want to lose my network deal with the YouTube executives.
Hey, Brad. I'm sorry if I woke you up last night. I was hacking your answering machines, and I was wondering if you could tell me if I
didn't get any sleep last night, thanks to you.
Got through on that, just pressing option one and then option one again. Yeah, if you could just let me know. All right. Cactus. Bye, Brad.
Don't worry. I have the speakers all disconnected on all of my answering machines, so I don't hear anything being hacked except on machine number one. That one clicks, and there's a tape that rewinds and everything. And I have been meaning to move that one and another mechanical machine out onto the porch so that I don't hear them anymore and they don't wake me up. They really don't wake me up that much. I've learned to just kind of ignore them and sleep through them now. I mean, through that one, just through machine number one. But I do need to do some maintenance on the PLA T&I machine, whatever thing that I call it, where you can call in and hack answering machines from the 90s and the early 2000s and stuff. And I even got a new one recently. It's a machine from the 80s. I haven't found a power supply for it yet, but I'm going to be adding that to the network soon so you can hack a dual cassette 1980s answering machine. It's going to be great. If anyone out there would like to hack answering machines, dial 206-424-8422. I think half of them are broken right now. I really haven't taken a look at my answering machine shelf lately, but people keep telling me that half of them aren't working anymore, so I need to work on that. I need to get everything fixed again and add a couple of machines. But there are other things to do if you ever call into the T&I thingy. Like, there's a choose your own adventure game, and there's a conference room. You can all talk together on it. And most importantly, you can call VN. You can dial an extension and just talk directly to VN in the Netherlands. And that's definitely the best feature of the whole system. And the one thing you can't do anymore, thanks to that caller a few shows ago, you can't call in and dial the word show and be put on the air on my live shows. I don't know if you guys remember that or not. But call in to the T&I machine, 206-424-8422. You can read about what it is by going to phonelosers.org/TNI. A while back, I got an idea. I think it was probably a YouTube comment from a guy named Mittens. And Mittens says, you should call up residents and explain to them that you are a distraction service and they are being distracted. Sorry, I don't got snow numbers. And I copied that idea into my notes because it makes no sense at all, and I kind of like it. So I'm going to do that to a few people here. I'm going to tell them I'm with a distraction service and see what happens.
Hello?
Hello, Brett?
Who's this?
This is John from Royco Distraction Service.
Who?
This is John. I'm with Royco's Distraction Service.
I don't know what that is, man.
Well, no, someone called me to call you. I'm supposed to distract you for 2 minutes.
What?
I'm supposed to distract you for 2 minutes. Like, starting at...
What does that mean?
It's just, we're a distraction service. It's if somebody needs someone's attention away for some reason, they call us up. I mean, they submit on our website, and we'll distract them for a couple of minutes.
Why?
Well, they don't tell us the reason. We just have them check the box.
Who was it?
Well, I can't tell you that, because that's private customer information.
But I'm going to hang up on you then.
No, don't hang up yet. We still got a minute and 15 seconds.
No, I'm going to hang up now.
No, don't hang up. It's 2 minutes. 2 minutes is what they paid me for. Well, that went well, I think. Let's try it again. I'm using a list, by the way. This is a list from Sarah02, and she keeps sending me these giant lists of phone numbers, which are nothing but phone numbers and usually just first names. And I don't really know what to do with them, even though on some of them she provides ideas. But screw that, I'm just going to use these lists to do distraction calls. I also used Sarah02's list earlier when I did those cactus calls. Those were all Sarah's numbers, so thanks, Sarah. Poor Brett, he's probably trying to figure out who was trying to distract him now and for what reason.
Hello?
Hello, Joseph?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, this is Steven. I'm with Royco's Distraction Service. And
with who?
Royco's Distraction Service. And someone submitted your name for me to call you at exactly this time, at 26 minutes after the hour. I'm supposed to distract you for 2 minutes.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what it's for or anything. We're not allowed to give out names, but... it's just a distraction service. So what are you doing this evening?
I'm sitting here having dinner with my wife.
Oh, okay. What you having for dinner?
We're having ribs with some macaroni and cheese and salad.
Okay, that's
great.
If
you received a large payout for this, I'd like at least a half a cut or something.
Oh, me? No, it's we just get $10 per distraction.
Some distractions. My wife is looking at me like I'm crazy, and she's trying to...
Just explain to her it's a distraction service. I just have to keep you distracted for 2 minutes, and it looks
it's
like
a
there's...
distraction service. He has to keep me distracted for 2 minutes.
Well, you're distracting the hell out of me.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the distraction's for. We do have them check a box on our website that says this distraction will not be used for any illegal activity. So you're probably okay.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we're just sitting having dinner and watching TV, and that was it, really.
Okay, what are you having to drink with the dinner?
A glass of water.
Oh, water, okay. That's good for you.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Especially that I'm a diabetic, so.
Okay. Yep, that's true.
Yes.
Is your wife having the same thing?
Correct, she is, yeah.
Okay, water also?
Yes.
Okay, all right, good. Good for her. Good for both of you.
Yes.
All right, looks 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, it's been 2 minutes exactly.
Okay, all right.
All right, so thank you for participating.
Yes.
And have a nice day.
You too, and you too, thank you.
Uh-huh. Goodbye. Why would he just sit there and talk to me when he's being distracted? I expected people to get angry with me. I didn't think people would just play along and let me distract them.
Hello.
Hello, Rick?
Yes.
Hey, this is James from Royco's Distraction Service.
Okay, and I don't know this.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay.
And okay. I'm supposed to... I've been hired to distract you for about 2 minutes... by someone on our website. They asked me to give you a call and gave your phone number, and I just need to distract you for about 2 minutes, they said, at exactly this time. So I'm glad you picked up.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay. What are you doing right now?
I don't know for the reason of this call, so I don't even know you, and you are distracting me.
Yeah, well, that's the point. It's just a distraction service.
Obviously.
Yeah, so
okay.
That's the whole point. It's just, just about a minute and a half left. I just have to keep you on the phone for a minute and a half while they do whatever they're doing. I don't know what the person's doing that submitted this. It's just it's a distraction service.
It's very strange.
Yeah, I don't know what...
You're actually getting paid for this.
Oh, yeah, it's $10 per distraction. It's just a website and... They do check
this
a box.
Hilarious.
They check a box that says they're not doing anything illegal.
This guy has paid $10 to call people to distract them, sir. From whatever they're doing, right, sir?
Yeah, whatever he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. It's I'm not involved. If anything happens, it's not my fault.
That's funny.
Hey, can you tell your wife? I can hear her in the background. You tell her to shut the fuck up while we're doing this.
He says he can hear you in the background. He says, tell her to shut the fuck up. What's your name?
My name is James.
James, yeah, okay, sure.
Well, I don't give out, but due to the nature of my business here, I don't like to give out my real name.
That's hilarious.
All right, it looks like it's been about 2 minutes now.
Okay.
So I guess we're finished here.
All right. I wish you well with your business.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Jeez, Sarah, what is with this list? You're just giving me a list of people who don't get angry when I try to distract them. I blame Sarah for all of this. Maybe I should try the phone book. That's what I should do. I should try the phone book.
Hello?
Hello, Ron?
Yes.
Hi, this is Kevin from Royco's Distraction Service.
From where?
From Royco's Distraction Service. I've been hired to distract you for about 2 minutes.
About what?
Well, I'm not allowed to say. I mean, actually, I don't know because we don't ask our customers what it's about. They just fill out the website for him, and he asked me to call at exactly 34 minutes after the hour and just distract you for about 2 minutes. He said 2 minutes should be enough. So it looks like we've been on the phone for about 20 seconds. So what you up to this evening?
Well, I'm pretty busy right now. What's this about?
Well, I'm not sure. We don't know. Just to whoever submitted this order, just needed you distracted for about 2 minutes.
Well, so we can't complete your order. Sorry.
Well, no, crap. Now I got to give him a refund. Well, at least Ron makes more sense, you know, hanging up on me instead of just sitting there and talking to me, letting himself be distracted.
This is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren.
Yes?
Hey, this is John. I'm with Royco's distraction service, and I've been hired to distract you for approximately 2 minutes.
Okay.
I just need to keep you on the phone and distracted, about a minute and 45 seconds left. So, what you doing?
Okay, why?
Oh, I don't know why. We have a website and people fill out the form and, they don't really give us a reason. They just check the box that says they're not doing anything illegal. So it's just somebody, for whatever reason, they need to distract you for a couple minutes starting right now.
Okay. That's really weird.
Yep. What you up to this evening?
Well, I'm watching a movie with my daughter right now. I'm inclined to just hang up because this is really weird.
Oh, no, if you hang up, I won't get paid. The guy earlier did that to me, too, and that always sucks.
What is your company?
It's Royco's Distraction Service. You can find us on the website, and you can distract people yourself if you want.
Okay. Can you tell me who paid you?
Oh, no. Prank? No, that's a private... Oh, no, this isn't a prank service. It's just a distraction service. But I don't know. I can't tell you who did it, though. You know, it's a patient-doctor confidentiality.
Oh, okay.
Looks like we just have 30 seconds to go.
All right, well, looks like you're going to get paid.
Which movie are you watching?
Robots.
Oh, that's the best, with Robin Williams, the great late Robin Williams. Does your daughter get sad because he's dead now?
She's 2. She doesn't know.
Oh, did you tell her how he died?
Nope.
Yeah, you shouldn't tell her.
I don't even think she understands the concept of death yet.
Ah, you should explain death to her.
Yeah, that would be... Awesome.
Hey, it's never too young to learn new things. You're never too young to learn, or something like that. Okay.
Have we done the 30 seconds yet?
Yeah, it looks like our time is up. So enjoy robots, right. And thank you for participating.
All right.
Bye-bye. Have a nice evening. Goodbye. Well, that's just great. I just distracted a mother and a daughter, and hopefully that doesn't freak her out. She didn't seem freaked out, though. And then I started talking to her about death. I made it worse. Anyway, I don't know what to think of this. I mean, I love the idea, but it doesn't seem to be going well. Everyone just thinks it's a prank call, and they actually think it's funny. But I kind of feel like I need to keep trying this until someone gets pissed off at me. So let's try just a few more and see how it goes.
Hello, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim. This is John. I'm with Royco's Distraction Service. And I'm just calling to distract you for 2 minutes. I've been hired to just distract you for 2 minutes.
Okay.
So
what's up?
What are you up to?
I'm on the internet. What's going on? No. Who's this?
What are you doing on the internet? My name's John. I'm with Royco's Distraction Service.
All right, so now do I hang up?
No. I need to just stay on the line for 2 minutes because someone's hired me to distract you at this exact time for 2 minutes today. I don't know why.
Somebody hired you, huh?
What's that?
Somebody hired you, huh?
Yeah. It's a website, and if they need someone distracted for whatever reason, they'll just fill out this form and, you know, pay the PayPal fee, and then I have to distract you for 2 minutes. And we've been doing it for 1 minute so far.
Okay. Well, good luck on that.
Well, no, I need you to stay on the phone for 1 more minute. What was that? That was weird. Jim, don't look out your windows, whatever you do. Okay. I think that's just how everyone's going to react. I should give up on this working and just yell at Mittens for having a stupid idea. Stupid Mittens. I'm going to ban him from listening to my show.
Hello?
Hi, Jerry?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Steve from Royco's Distraction Service, and I've been hired to distract you for about 2 minutes, starting right now.
Who is this?
My name is Steve. I'm with Royco's Distraction Service.
What the hell is Royco's Distraction Service?
Well, it's a service where if someone needs somebody distracted, they just have me call them up and just distract them for a couple minutes while they accomplish whatever they're doing. But I don't know what they're doing, and I can't tell you who it is because of privacy. Oh. He's running outside to look around, probably.
Hello?
Jerry, we weren't finished yet. I have to do the full 2 minutes. Because someone needs... What? What? Why?
Hello?
Hello, Brad?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Steve from Royco's Distraction Service, and I'm just calling to distract you.
From who?
I'm with Royco's Distraction Service, and I just need to call and distract you for about 2 minutes. I've been hired by somebody.
Yeah, well, what?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, what do you want?
No, I don't actually need anything. I just need to distract you. I've been hired to distract you for about 2 minutes, starting about 30 seconds ago.
Distract me?
Yeah, I'm just supposed to distract you. I don't know why. They just filled out the online form and said they need you distracted at this exact time for approximately 2 minutes.
Who said that?
I'm sorry, what? It's really hard to hear you. Your phone sounds like ass. What kind of phone do you have?
What is your name?
My name is Steve. With Royco's Distraction Service.
Who?
Royco's Distraction Service.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry, what? Oh, man. I only got a minute and 20 seconds out of him. If any of you are thinking about getting into the distraction business, you might want to reconsider that, because it's not very easy to keep people on the phone for some reason.
Hello.
Hey, Brent, this is Steven. I'm with Royco's Distraction Service. I'm just calling to distract
you. With
who? I'm with the Distraction Service. I just need to distract you for about 2 minutes.
What's it about?
I don't know. They don't tell me on the online forum. I know that they need you distracted for 2 minutes.
Okay.
So, I just need to keep you on the phone and keep you busy for about 2 minutes while they do whatever they're doing.
Well, I don't understand. What do you mean by distracted?
Your
job is to call me and distract me?
Yeah, because whatever, I don't know what they're doing or why they need you distracted. They just filled out the form and sent the PayPal money, and I have to distract you for 2 minutes while they accomplish whatever they're doing.
Is there something to do with my phone?
Oh, no, I don't. Well, I don't know for sure. I don't know. All I know is the person that submitted the distraction, his name is Mittens, but that's probably not his real name.
Mittens?
Yeah, Mittens. Like a cat.
M-I-N-T-O-N?
Yeah, that's the one.
It kind of sounds familiar, but I don't remember where I know that name from.
Huh, yeah, I don't know. All I know is he needs you distracted at this exact time for 2 minutes.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, who knows what it's for? I don't know.
You do this? Is this what you do?
Yeah, we're distraction service. I work in a call center.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Has it been 2 minutes yet? Cause I'm tired of being on here.
It's a living, you know. It's
I'm not judging you about it. I just think it's weird, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
I never heard of it before. I don't have nothing to worry about. Otherwise, I would have already hung up on you.
Oh yeah. I'm sure it's fine. Nothing to worry about at all. It's probably just who knows what it's for, but I'm sure it's for good intentions, probably. I would assume. Hopefully, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's been 2 minutes. Thank you for not hanging up on me.
All right, thanks, bye.
All right, have a nice day. I should have read him a disclaimer, you know, like, whatever happens to you, it's not our fault. I think we're done with this, though. I don't even... I've been doing this for over an hour now. I'm sure I'm going to delete most of them because they just... they hung up on me or weren't interesting. Actually, were any of them interesting? I don't even know. Nobody really got pissed at me except that one guy that said the F word to me. But the important thing is that now we know how people react when you call up and tell them that you're calling to distract them. None of us knew what that would be like before, but now we do. So thank you, Mittens, for submitting this idea to me, and thanks, Sarah O2, for these giant lists of phone numbers that she apparently gets from Craigslist. This one that she sent me was from August of 2015, and includes nothing but a phone number and a first name. So thanks, Sarah! That's the end of today's show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to support the show, phonelosers.org/cactus, or patreon.com/phonelosers. You know, I really need to do some live shows. I haven't done any live shows since PCN died. So that's going to be my goal for next week. I really need to get on the air and do a live show. I'll probably fail at that goal, but who knows? Maybe I won't. Don't forget to call PLA's telephone network interface, the T&I machine, at 206-424-8422. And hack some old answering machines. It's good for the soul and stuff.
I will be there. This is a mistake. I do not touch my roof.